Stay tuned for a special on Sears Island.
Good morning and welcome to this WERU special on the future of Sears Island. I'm Amy Brown and I'll be hosting today. Sears Island, a 941-acre undeveloped island in Penobscot Bay, has been the focus of various development schemes for decades. And for decades, there have been people who fought to preserve the island. But each battle ended with the long-term fate of the island still undecided. This may be all about to change. The Maine Department of Transportation owns the island, and they've never lost sight of their goal to develop at least part of it for a deep-water shipping port. Knowing that there would be strong opposition to such a plan, the Baldacci administration pulled together a group of stakeholders back in 2006 and asked them to come up with recommendations about possible uses for the island by consensus. Last year, the group called the Sears Island Planning Initiative released a consensus agreement that calls for an easement of 600 acres that will be set aside for light recreational, educational, and conservation facilities and uses, and reserves 341 acres on the west side of the island for potential port development. A smaller committee, the Joint Use Planning Committee, has been working since then, meeting to discuss and figure out the boundaries of the two areas and other details. The people that we have joining us today in the studio have differing opinions about the consensus agreement. Should it be seen as a victory that permanently protected two-thirds of the island or a sellout of the other third? We're going to give them a chance to answer that, and we'll also give you a chance to call in as well. But first, we're going to give each of our guests 5 minutes to introduce themselves and briefly outline their positions on the issue. We drew numbers ahead of time to determine the order in which they would go, and I believe that Peter Tabor drew the first number. Is that right?
That's right.
So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and whatever you want to say about your position.
Okay. My name's Peter Tabor. I'm a resident of Searsport, Maine, and I'm with the group Fair Play for Sears Island. I've been associated with the Sears Island issue for about 17 years, 16 years of that as a reporter for the Waldo Independent. I covered the story rather closely, and in the past year I've continued to attend almost all of the meetings. My big issue is that this consensus agreement is essentially a fraudulent thing. It was highly manipulated from beginning to end, and what has been achieved is very is pathetic, and it's a great disservice to everybody who owns the island. And when Amy, you said that the DOT owns the island in your introduction, it was a perfectly understandable thing. It might sound like nitpicking to say the island belongs to the state of Maine, but in fact, that's very true. This island belongs to everybody in this state, and in fact, it belongs to the wildlife there and the millions of visitors who come here. It's not something that should be just tossed aside. The consensus agreement, my specific concern is that an organization as prestigious as the Sierra Club, an organization that I think very highly of, I'm a member. I recently resumed membership. I was a member starting like 30 years ago. I think what the Sierra Club has done over the years is thoroughly admirable. And with respect to Sears Island, what the Sierra Club did in the 1980s and 1990s was thoroughly admirable. I'm sure they spent an enormous amount of money, but they were really one of the leading actor in forcing the federal agencies and the state agencies to acknowledge what the mitigation costs would be of putting a port on the island. And when that economic reality came home, the Governor Angus King withdrew. I think this Sierra Club has been taken along for a ride, certain leadership in the Sierra Club, in any case, they've signed on to a disastrous document, a document that would not only destroy more than 341 acres, more on the order of 400 acres, and with the rest of that, what remains of the island would be what I call an ecological theme park. just in the last few months, the Joint Use Planning Committee that spun off from this original CP process, Sears Island Planning Initiative process, has revealed enormous plans on the part of the group that's taking over the easement. Appears to be Maine Coast Heritage Trust, a land trust which has done very, very fine things. But in this case, they have signed on to the idea of building 10,000 square feet of buildings, just ground footprint buildings, an amphitheater for seating 400, a windmill of undetermined height, battery sheds, solar arrays, and all the roads and parking lots that go with that. They really, between them, the port builders and the empire builders of the ecological sort, we're looking at not much being left of the island. And the point I wanted to emphasize is I think that the leadership at the Maine chapter of the Sierra Club is out of touch with their members. All the members I've talked to are horrified when they learn what in fact is being contemplated. The fact that their group has signed off that it is appropriate to, and that's appropriate, literally appropriate, to put a cargo port on the island horrifies them. And what I would call upon the leadership is to, when you dig a hole, you know, and it's things are going bad, you stop digging. You don't keep digging in the same direction. And that's what we have here. I would ask them to repudiate this document because I think their prestige is enormous. And God knows they've certainly in the past done a wonderful job in protecting this island. And that they ask for the island to be preserved in its entirety. And so I would say, you know, if you think that to the leadership, that if you think that what you've agreed to is in sync with everybody else, then by all means, why don't you put it to a test? And that's something, in fact, I've asked Mr. Klein to do, and he hasn't done me the courtesy of even answering me on that score.